I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. An al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for a brazen attack on two prisons in Baghdad this week. The highly coordinated assault killed at least 20 security guards, and it freed hundreds of prisoners, including some senior al-Qaeda members. The main target was apparently Abu Ghraib. Yes, that Abu Ghraib. The prison became infamous in 2004 when images emerged of U.S. guards abusing Iraqi detainees there. Mohammed Ali Harisi is the AFP bureau chief in Baghdad. He says the attack on one of Iraq's most secure locations is an ominous sign.
Iraq is passing through a very harsh phase. Security is really getting worse day after day. More than 2,500 people were killed in the last 3 months. It's destroying all aspects of life for Iraqis. It's attacking cafes, prisons, and football fields, and work, and markets, and everywhere they go, there is no safe place in Iraq.
There could be implications for the whole region, too. Michael Crowley is a senior correspondent with Time magazine in Washington, D.C.
I think the most worrisome aspect of this is the larger context. Sectarian violence in the region is flaring up, to say the least, and ground zero for that is the Syrian civil war. Not only is the violence in Syria drawing in fighters, both Sunnis and Shiites from other countries into Syria who are wanting to join the battle, it's leaking across the borders of neighboring countries, including Iraq. The concern would be that the violence in Syria spreads throughout the region and particularly in Iraq, engulfs it once again in the kind of sectarian Shiite-Sunni bloodshed that plunged the country into anarchy in the mid-00s when we were still occupying Iraq.
So are you suggesting that this kind of two-pronged jailbreak in Baghdad, that the prisoners who were released, hundreds of them as I understand, that they could then make their way to Syria and participate there? Or is it a general sense that al-Qaeda is re-emboldened in some way?
To be honest, I don't know which is worse. In other words, should we be more concerned that al-Qaeda in Iraq is strong enough, savvy enough, emboldened enough that they would stage these attacks? Or is the more concerning part that they have now freed a large number of their hardened brothers in arms who had been taken off the battlefield, so to speak? And incidentally, one expert on Iraq to whom I spoke with something called the Institute for the Study of War here in Washington, a former Army intelligence officer who served in Iraq, said that in fact that al-Qaeda leaders in these prisons actually become more radicalized when they're in prison. In fact, they may actually have become more dangerous in captivity, and so they're back on the battlefield. Now, do they go across the border to Syria, or do they foment more violence in Iraq? I'm not really equipped to predict that for you, but they are both very troublesome outcomes.
Most U.S. troops pulled out of Iraq more than a year ago, and the idea was that Iraq was fairly secure. And so this prison break can't bode well in that area. What does this mean?
In the piece I wrote about this for Time.com today, I opened by saying that Barack Obama's presidency has been filled with several nasty surprises in the Middle East. But actually, up until now, Iraq has not been one of them. It's actually been somewhat surprising that Iraq has remained as stable as it has been since the last U.S. combat troops left in December of 2011. A lot of pessimists predicted that the country would be in worse shape by now. It's, you know, very relatively speaking, grading on a pretty easy curve. It's held together fairly well. But al-Qaeda in Iraq seems to be gathering strength, seems to be having some success in stirring up these sectarian tensions. And again, the civil war across the border in Syria seems to be whipping up a lot of people with radical tendencies. So it seems to me that the White House and the administration and Americans generally ought to be quite concerned that Iraq could head back towards a state of collapse again. But I think the prospects of an actual American military intervention sending real troops back is virtually nil. I think even if the country starts to collapse completely, President Obama is not interested in playing that movie again, so to speak.